Hey, girl, what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club mm-hmm. and uses this charming pickup line on you. Yay, you have an ugly boyfriend? Because if you don't, do you want one?
Oh. That would work on me.
Yeah, it would.
Whatever you do, don't light his unibrow on fire like the last girl he gave the pickup line to.
I like unibrows.
Instead, give him the digits to the loser line. So hopefully he calls it and leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Danielle, it's Eric. So look. I know I was hoping to maybe that you may want to get together, before I go to space. So like, I thought you should know, I found a ticket, on Facebook Marketplace, and I've always wanted to go to space, you know, 'cause like my favorite movie is Space Jam. So, but I'm like, all I'm saying is call me back, like, so we can hang out before I go into space.
No, you're not.
Did he find that between the free dresser and the kids' playpen that was listed on Facebook Marketplace?
Hey, they have some good steals on there. It's possible that this actually happened.
I see.
I just found the other week a deal on 1,000 Bitcoin. On Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, buy it, Jeff.
I did.
Yeah, you should.
I had to pay extra for the shipping.
Oh, yeah. They're shipping to Bitcoin.
From Russia, they said.
Okay.
That's how I know it's real.
Right.
Ruined all your life savings.
Yeah. It's going to be worth it. I'm going to be rich.
Next message.
Hello. Okay. I don't know whose number this exactly is, but I found this number in a crumpled up piece of paper with a stupid little heart around it in my boyfriend's pants. What kind of girl would give another girl's boyfriend their telephone number and put a stupid heart around it, like with a crayon? Okay? Stay away from other people's boyfriends. Goodbye.
Next message.
Oh, she's no idea. That's what she did.
Yeah.
She purposely gave him the loser line.
I know, which makes the whole thing sadder.
Yeah.
They never blame the boyfriend.
No, they never blame the boyfriend, and your boyfriend isn't even wanted.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, you know what I was thinking?
What
if this guy did this on purpose? What if he purposely put it in his pocket so his girlfriend would find it and pranked her so that she would call the loser line?
Men aren't that smart.
Yeah, too elaborate for a boyfriend to figure out.
Maybe 1% chance that's what actually happened, but it would be genius if
everyone
doubts
it.
Next message.
Hey, Lacey, it's me, Stan. I'm just giving you a call to let you know that, that was me outside the GameStop store in the Mario costume. But, that's not my job, just so you know. I don't want you to think I'm, like, a loser or whatever, because it's really not my job. I work the cash register normally, and I got, like, suspended from the cash register because I was, like, shaming this 12-year-old kid for buying Earthworm Jim, which is so stupid. I mean, it's a terrible game. I don't know who buys that, but anyways, like that's not my normal job to stand up there dressed like a costume. I'm normally inside, just so you know. But I just didn't want you to think I was a loser. So give me a call and maybe we could go out or play a game.
Next message.
Oh, the irony.
He definitely proved his point. He is not a loser.
Like, you can't be shaming 12-year-olds, man.
No.
Anyone listening, Earthworm Jim is a dope game, all right? And he slaps his head around and can extend his hand in, like, a whip.
Okay, well, you know what?
It's really cool.
The more you describe it, the cooler it sounds.
Hey, look him up.
Yeah. Remember, you can get the special loser line number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Give it out to somebody who's kind of creeping you out so they can call it and leave an awkward voicemail that we can play for you. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Brandon, it's Jill. I just want to say how incredible it was meeting you and sharing that amazing night together. I just have to let you know that I can't see you again. It's because I'm getting married tomorrow. And I know I probably should have said that to you before going back to your place. It's just that I believe in fate. And if you call me back within an hour, maybe that's a sign that I call the wedding off. And if you don't call me, I guess maybe that's a sign that I should go through with it. But just know, if that is the case, I will be thinking of you not only when I'm walking down the aisle and saying my vows, but during my first dance and on my honeymoon and beyond. So I really hope I hear from you. And then I also understand if you never want to see my face again. So, bonsoir and au revoir. It's Jill. Next method.
Okay. Isn't the sign you sleeping with other dudes the night before? That's
Should
usually
the
sign.
Right? Yeah.
Not
yeah.
him calling you back.
Well, you just have to be sure.
Yeah.
Up until the last minute.
Before you your know? Wedding, you had a line of guys.
Oh, yeah. man. You know. Couldn't figure out the sign.
And you're happily married.
Next method.
Hey, Katie, it's Lenny. Just calling to say hey. It's so wild that we had that mutual friend in common, Lauren. I can't believe it. But before you talk to Lauren about me, because I know what she's going to say. I know how you girls talk and everything. And I just want you to know that the monkey was not real. I don't even know how that happened or got brought up or what. I mean, and don't search it on the internet or anything on Google. It's not real. Don't worry about it. Completely fine. Anyways, I would still love to take you out sometime. We could go out and grab dinner and maybe not go to the zoo this time. All right? Talk to you later.
What? Like, I want to know, but I don't want
to
know.
So doesn't questions. Everyone else want to talk to Lauren?
Yeah.
We want Lauren to call in and fill us in on what happened.
Definitely tell us.
How does a monkey just...
It's a fake monkey.
Not according to the headlines, apparently. Yeah. Or his friend Lauren, who also knows this girl.
And a rule of thumb, as soon as you say, please don't do something, you know immediately they're going to do it.
Yeah. I want to Google monkey surprise Lauren.
So in that spirit, definitely don't listen to the loser line regularly at this time every week. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.